Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Now, you have to understand that this is psychological warfare. This is all crafted. This has all been laid out at the university level, the think tank level, by high-level PhDs. That in the blue states, in the blue cities, these are open-air re-education camps. And the bureaucrats and mayors know exactly what they're doing, and they order their police chiefs and others to do this, to get on their bellies and grovel. Because that is to empower and encourage all the brainwashed idiots that are going to local community colleges that are being taught they are the new future leaders, so they will be encouraged to become more and more aggressive, as they will demand more and more power for their political ideology of communism. This is exactly what Mao Zedong did in communist China, and sort of next segment I'm going to lay out the history of that. And I'm going to point out to listeners that a lot of people think that, oh, that's just the idiot universities and that's just the throngs of communists. They don't have any power. Let me explain something again. Soros and all these billionaires fund communism and the breakup of the family and gun control and all the rest of it because it works. They're able to get control and dominate and totally enslave people and get rid of the middle class and have a giant underclass of slaves they control. And they have been able to take over almost every country on earth. And they are taking over the governments by elections and law enforcement by elections. And they want to set a precedent to federally take over all sheriffs so that good sheriffs that are refusing to confiscate guns can have the very office of the sheriff removed. Just like they got diving boards removed in the 80s from every pool in this country. Because of liability. They're using liability for law enforcement to force it under the globalist umbrella. And then, Katie, bar the door, we're going to have a real war and have to go to the Second Amendment. And that's why it's there as the Second Amendment. They take our speech. They suppress us. They put their tyranny in. They're running over us. You got the only shatter glass in time of emergency, just like a fire axe. And don't worry, folks. As long as you know how to use guns, you can always get guns. With a hammer or a knife. But just please understand that they train us like idiots to think if there is a physical civil war to go out and target the idiots they get out there rioting. That's the cannon fodder. It is the people that have engineered this whole thing that are to blame. And they know exactly what they're doing, and they're metastasizing in the blue cities and blue states to hold the country hostage with COVID-19 hoax, to make everybody wear a mask, now to let their people go out and riot and say, well, if you're with us politically, you're allowed to go out and do whatever you want. But if you aren't, stay in your homes. And the media is saying, if you leave your homes, you're a white supremacist. If you don't do what we say, we'll call you racist. But if you want to come out and riot with us, you're wonderful then. You go, that suspends logic. That doesn't make sense. That's a cult. Cults have you suspend logic on purpose because they're cults. Their whole aim is to get you to stand on your head if they say so. When they say jump, you say, how high? That's the whole point of this. So people say, this doesn't make sense. They'll never win. BS. If they can get us to just sit there and not fight them and not say no to them, they win. And people just keep complying and complying and complying and complying and complying. And now they are running the Mao Zedong playbook up the middle. In fact, I wanted to print the definition. I know what it is, but I want the exact one. You guys print me real quick the definition of the Cultural Revolution in China. And then I want the Great Leap Forward, please. Thank you. We'll come back on the other side and cover this. Then we'll look at the election. We'll look at the economy. We'll look at the fake polls. We'll look at so much more and some good news on a lot of fronts. It's the Sunday live transmission wild horses couldn't drag me away. Let me just say, we've got an incredible crew of dedicated people, the best ever, and they're just as important as I am to this broadcast. So I want to thank the great crew as well.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
It is the second hour of the live Sunday Alexander Jones broadcast, and I am he, and you are the future. You can be old, you can be young, you can be white, you can be black, you can be brown, but you've all got red blood. The globalists think you're idiots. I don't. I'm betting on you. I'm betting on humanity. Up at the academic level, they're talking about the post-human world and how they're bringing in a world government to carry that out, how they're going to merge with Silicon, how they're taking control of human evolution. I mean, it's scary science fiction stuff. And now I go to Drudge Report or I go to CNN, and it's like, this mouse is 80% human. Or, oh, we're growing humanoids inside cows. Or, hey, we've got spider goats. Everything I told you 25 years ago that was in the academic papers is now public. It's been in the academic papers since 1961 that MIT developed a psychiatry division where they were going to have terminal computers that were central computers that we would have little data computers we plugged into that would then give us our directives and our task, and that would be used to measure their commands to us to then be able to change the psychological manipulations being put out on radio and TV. And they described that as the Intergalactic Communications Network. It's actually called the Intergalactic. And it was done to bring in worldwide communism. The internet was not created to defeat the Russians in a nuclear war. That's BS. It's on record, the history of the internet. Anybody can look it up. 1961 is when they declassified it. There it is, the Intergalactic Computer Network. So, this is a plan to end you and merge you with machines. By the 70s, they had a plan that was declassified in 2000, then reclassified. Federation of American Scientists released it. That to end war, we will finally at birth be put into a tank with wires into our brain and we'll live out a virtual reality, and the heat from our bodies will power the planet and power our own systems and the machines. You may have heard of that before. It's called the movie The Matrix that came out in 1999. That's Hollywood telling you the plan. Look, I'm not the crazy people coming up with this, okay? I'm just telling you. And then the crew's in there just typing in as I say it, pulling it up. And by the way, these are not crazy people. They've got us halfway there, boys and girls. What do you think work from home is? You can't leave your house. They're going to use the threat of bio attack once they run down your immune systems enough with these tainted vaccines to where you're going to be living in your house. And it's not going to be a good enough upgrade wearing the VR goggles. It's going to go into your brain, PKD, wire head, cyberpunk style. That's all this is. So now, What do you think about the Black Lives Matter Soros people who attacked the Civil War Black Soldier Memorial or the Lincoln Memorial or the World War II Memorial and called it Nazi? That's the type of dumb scum the commies have. That's what you paid for with your kid's college degree. That's what's going on from the community colleges to Harvard, because it's a ruling class. They are sabotaging the minds of the people. They're using our openness in the West as our weakness to destroy us. They're bringing in giant third world populations with no education and teaching them that white people are inherently bad and that capitalism is bad, so no one has any hope. If you try to have a conversation with an Antifa person about this, they will break a bottle over your head. And it reminds me of Omega Man. Great allegory, a remake of The Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price, remade again with Will Smith, I Am Legend. And he finds the cure to the people that are basically undead. He's got the antibody. That's why he's still alive. He comes to him. He says, look, I want to save you. And they said, dude, we don't want to be saved. They throw a spear through him. And that's the point we've reached. These folks don't want freedom. They don't want a future. They are in zombie mode. And the sooner you figure that out, and as soon as you figure out that Omega Man is an allegory to Antifa, is the sooner we got a shot at changing things. Everybody should go watch it tonight. Because that's what this is, folks. These people are spiritually dead. They're not physically undead. They are spiritually undead. Every Antifa person I know is a dyed-in-the-wool, blood-drinking Satanist. And I tell you this years ago, you'd laugh at me. I can play a five-minute compilation we've got. In fact, find it if you can, the exact name, where they worship abortion on national news and go, I killed my little girl. I wait till I'm 9 months. I like to have a human sacrifice. Oh, my boyfriend has sex with me after. We love killing our children. And comics talking about it. And all of them getting off on it because it's who they are. Go to a liberal event. They're devil-worshipping godless trash. Go out. Talk to them. Speak to them. And their religion is worshiping the fall of the Republic. Their religion is destroying Christ. It's the French Revolution, the Jacobins. So now let me give you the documents. The devil always creates a counterfeit. We had our 1776. It was really about empowering humanity. It was the beginning of trying to create the new Renaissance and do all the things that hadn't been done yet. So you can look at the time and say, well, it wasn't done all perfectly then because we're imperfect, but it was the beginning of that. And George Washington wrote dozens of letters about the Jacobin, Adam Weishaupt, Illuminati, that knew that we were launching a revolution against the corrupt Vatican at the time, and we were launching a revolution against the kings at that time. So they created a counterfeit not to overthrow the kings and then empower the people, but overthrow the kings and the church and set up an absolute rule with no families, everyone dumbed down, 9-day work weeks, look it up, total destruction. What George Orwell wrote about is the Fabian Socialists, which is the same group, being trampled, trampling others, dehumanizing, a boot stomping on the human face forever. A cult of evil. And so the Jacobins that called themselves the left-hand path of Lucifer, a few years after our revolution was successful, they launched their revolution. Adam Weishaupt, right after we launch ours, launches his in 1776, but it takes him a decade to really get it going. But it's not a thing of empowering people. It is a power of mass murder, rape, killing children, drinking blood, just absolutely psychotic evil. That was known as the first Red Terror. The next Red Terror was V.I. Lenin and the very same Jacobin Illuminati funding groups sending in 100,000 British and U.S. trained mercenaries, Russian/Jewish immigrants, back into Russia to take it over, only take over Moscow, cut off the electricity and the supply trains, took them a decade to get control of Russia, then they murdered 20-plus million people, absolute Satanism. Lenin was on record saying, I worship Satan, I want more blood. His secret police would come back and say, everyone submitted, sir. Who do we kill? Kill half the town. Kill whoever has glasses. Kill whoever has an education. I want more blood. Satan demands it. Red terror is what it's called. And if you won't kill them, I'll have you killed. That's what Anton LaVey wanted to look like, was V.I. Lenin, the real Satan on earth. So you have to understand that Hillary Clinton and the globalists, they're all part of this cult. Saul Alinsky pledged himself to Lucifer. So let me show you these articles. We'll come back and I'll cover them. This is from Wikipedia. This is from the New York Times website. From a China traveler. There's another one he wrote, Praise for Mao Zedong. This is David Rockefeller praising communist China, saying he wants to do this here. Mao killed 85 million of his own people. When we come back, I'm going to explain what they did and how David Rockefeller directed the eating of children. This is the New York Times. Eating children in large pots. Just like Conan the Barbarian, they go down underneath the mountain and it's a big pot with all these people chopped up in it. They actually do that in China to this day as a sacrament David Rockefeller taught them. By the way, I'm not joking. That's where this is going to end. They're going to eat you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you see all these admitted communist mayors, like the one in Minneapolis, being booed and yelled at and groveling and bowing and crying, and when you see police chiefs in Massachusetts laying on their bellies and saying they're scum, you see the military bowing to communists, this is being done by globalist psychological warfare experts that are in all these different blue city, blue state areas and have operatives in every agency and every corporate and ecclesiastical system and academic system. Many areas they dominate. And so they're training the youth to explode and rise up and commit mass murder, burning, and death. Now, this is an exact plan. The Cultural Revolution was called for by Mao Zedong, this is from Wikipedia, on May 1966, with the help of the Cultural Revolution Group, soon calling on young people to bombard the headquarters. To rebel is justified. And, of course, Xi Jinping's own father, he had to renounce and take to the forced labor camp where he spent over a decade. Then when his father got out, he would then spit on him on the street and say that his father was a piece of filth, even though he'd been part of Mao's original revolution. Mao was jealous of him. The point is, they just turn a bunch of young people loose, particularly low IQ ones, and just fire them up and just get them to go out there and go crazy. So when I would go out and cover Antifa 20 years ago, I'd be out protesting George W. Bush in a war or something, and they'd walk over and go, "We're going to kill you and we take over." And I'd go, "Oh, you want total power?" And they go, "Yep, that's right." They believe they're going to be higher ups in the system. The average Antifa comes from a wealthy family, folks. They have low-level thugs under them. But this is a plan. This is serious business. So it's like training a dog to bite, training a dog to like the taste of blood. And if you read just even mainline Wikipedia, which I don't always believe Wikipedia, it has little bibliographies in the Communist Party themselves, about how this is run, this is the Cultural Revolution. And of course, before that was the Great Leap Forward, trying to force all the farmers off the land, force them in the cities to starve to death, and vice versa. And then they did another Great Leap Forward after. But this was so dangerous and so out of control, it ended up having Mao Zedong removed from power as well, and his wife locked up in prison. So this is the most dangerous radical form of communism, even in a communist regime. You add that with hundreds of millions of guns in America, this is a recipe for total destruction. But the globalists don't care because they'll pick up the pieces. But the Great Leap Forward and the Cultural Revolution, you should all read it. Now, here's David Rockefeller. This is from the New York Times. They actually have it public. It's available. Just type in David Rockefeller's New York Times articles about Mao Zedong. There's two of them where he worships him. And this is one where he says community of purpose, the greatest society. We can learn from this. We need to be like Chairman Mao. We need to live like this. He is our guru. You need to go read it for yourself. Now, the entire time, David Rockefeller's family have been over there setting this up, putting the communists in power, and then they were instrumental with the CIA director, George Herbert Walker Bush, in the early 1970s in making trade deals with them that would further build up communist China at America's expense. And what did George W. Bush call himself? George Herbert Walker Bush called himself a Rockefeller Republican. So here is the New York Times again, archive, the father of the Chinese Revolution, a huge article praising Mao Zedong, who killed at least four times what Hitler did. Continuing. Here's the New York Times. Now, I use this because the left sees them as God. They're quite proud of this, actually. This is 1993, a tale of Red Guards and cannibalism. But again, this was all set up and trained by communists out of the United States and Russia with Rockefeller and Arm & Hammer funding. Carnegie, Ford, they all funded it. A tale of Red Guards and cannibals. And it goes in, here's AFP, French news agency. Flesh banquets of China's Cultural Revolution remain unspoken 50 years on, where they would take whole families, chop them up, put them in large cooking bowls. And if you were enthusiastic about this, you would be advanced. The young people, of course, really loved it during the Cultural Revolution. And you know, that's why it looks like teenagers. The average age of the Maoist Youth Brigade was led by college students, but was actually 12 years old. And that's why you see what looks like 12, 14-year-old children here coming to eat you. That's why I said, you're going to love the collapse of civilization, folks. I made the joke, I'll eat my neighbors, a Jonathan Swift allegory, but then I went on to expose the fact that during a collapse like this, you'll be forced to eat folks. But it turns out they didn't need to eat people. The party just liked carrying it out. There you go. Flesh banquets of China's Cultural Revolution remain unspoken 50 years later. And look, how old? I said the average age was like 14. Look it up. Look at this. Look at that child right there, second from the back. Looks like he's 10 years old, maybe. Maybe 9. Little girls, little boys, coming to burn your house down, coming to kill you. Oh, in fact, they killed Xi Jinping's older sister. Beat her to death. Beat her brains out. Xi Jinping denounced her. She said she deserved to die. And his his 16-year-old sister when he was 10 years old. Look it up. And his father was sent to forced labor, and Xi Jinping spit on his father in the street when he was let out of prison because they made them humiliate themselves, get on their bellies, get on their knees. They made them wear dunce hats, actual dunce hats in communist China because David Rockefeller sent over sick psychiatrists from the United States and Europe, dirty, horrible Satanists, to teach the Chinese how to do this. And now, in the space of 2 weeks, we've gone from nodding to bowing to kneeling to laying on your belly. Lying on your belly in submission. Let me continue here. Struggle session. A struggle session was a form of public humiliation and torture that was used by the Communist Party of China at various times in Mao era, particularly years immediately before and after the establishment of the People's Republic of China. And it goes into youth groups making their parents and others say they were bad and get on their knees. But after that happened, the beating started. See, once you've said you're bad, let's play that clip as we go to break from Massachusetts with the police chief, and you hear the Black Lives Matter Satanist leader saying, it's a good start, but it's not enough. It's never enough. So now the police chief's on his belly to the idiot Black Lives Matter guy funded by Soros, the true Nazi collaborator. Here it is.
Thank you, chief. Thank you, chief. Thank you, chief. Thank you,
chief. It's not enough, but it's a start. I got good news for all these fat people. If you're successful, all these fat college students bringing America down, you're not just going to be skinny. Your ass is dead. If you think a communist takeover is going to let you guys all sit around and burn stuff and be fatter than an elephant, the communists are going to kill you first because you're the idiots that raised up the drawbridge. And by the way, that happened everywhere. So, by the way, when Mao died, they killed him and his wife was put in prison. You know what happened to a bunch of people who were part of the Cultural Revolution? Most of them got killed. Only the few like Xi Jinping that spit on his father went to the very top. Well, guess what? I'm not spitting on anybody. And I'm not spitting on my father or America or the American flag. And if you want me to be your slave, I'm going to fight you to the death. You understand? 60% off.
60% off. 60% off.
60% off.
60% off. We have not done 60% off across the board in the history of InfoWars. But because things are so crazy, I'm offering the biggest sale in our history. It's a flash sale. I don't know if it's going to last a day, a week, but we're selling out of all the major products because I kind of feel like the Titanic is sinking and we need to have the funds in our bank account to fund the InfoWar into the future. So take advantage of the looting, the rioting, the death, and the martial law by getting the best prices ever at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 60% off on t-shirts. That's on books. That's on films. That's on all the great supplements like Turbo Force, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and so much more. The Mega Flash Sale, 60% off to fund the InfoWar and save the Republic. Or get prepared before everything burns down. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Certainly can. Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., you can hear it. Broadcasting won't stop the InfoWar. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Haven Night, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Owen Schroyer. 3 p.m. of the War Room. We've got that specialty show we're running for a while throughout the election, and that, of course, is with Robert Barnes, American Countdown, 7 to 9 weeknights. Only way the dog hunts is you share the link Band.video, Infowars.com, and tell folks with local radio and TV stations to pick up the transmissions. Okay. I'm not up here trying to tell you a bunch of macabre, scary stuff so that you get the willies when you're sitting around a campfire. These aren't stories about, oh, this campsite was on an Indian burial mound, and I woke up one night in the full moon and saw the big chief out there, and it scared me. This isn't stuff like this. Mao Zedong killed 85 million people, the Chinese communists say. They've killed another, 25 million or so since then. Think about those numbers. And think about why Stalin said one man dies is a tragedy, 10,000 dies is a statistic. We're all told to care about George Floyd, and I don't like watching a cop sit there with his knee on somebody's neck. You know, last night I was sitting there with my wife and the Netflix, and she said, you know, stay up late, let's watch a movie. So I said, okay, have you watched Starship Troopers? And she's like, no. I go, well, that's a Robert A. Heinlein book, and it remade the movie in the 90s. It's excellent. And they go to boot camp, and the sergeant puts his knee on the lady's neck to make her pass out, teaching them that move. And that is a military move to do that. And he puts it on one side of her neck, pushes the neck over, and it shuts down the other carotid artery. They teach them to do that at the Minneapolis-St. Paul Police Department, one of only 10 departments we know of that do it. A caller called and told me about that, and I looked it up. It's actually true. And, again, that's a military tactic. Why was that being done? Okay, shouldn't be done. Yeah, that's the actress, the redhead actress. I don't know why he likes Denise Richards in this movie and not the other redhead. But the point is that who knows if you guys can pull up the clip where woman choked out by drill sergeant Starship Troopers. But if you can't find it, doesn't matter. I'm digressing. Let's just move on. There's 350 million people, probably 360 million in this country. There's, you know, there's 335 million, but there's a lot of illegal aliens. And we're told cops know that he's on video, and he's putting his knee on the guy's head. Well, we're going to find out if he premeditatedly murdered him, or he was trained to do that, which we know, and then there will, quote, won't be justice. And when there's not that justice, yeah, this is the scene right here. Come up in a few minutes. When there's not that justice, there's going to be more burning. But that's how it works in trials in America, in a, quote, free country compared to China. In China, the communists just say you're guilty. A group of 14-year-olds gouge your eyeballs out. Here, if you get taken to court and he goes, I was trained to do this, and they get the witnesses up there that he was trained to do it, he's going to not get in prison because they did too big a charge. If they said he did it wrong, it was manslaughter, they might be able to get him. Because it's better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to prison. Remember all that, folks? Remember due process? I don't give a rat's butt about that random cop. It's not about, oh, I want the white guy to be able to kill a black guy. It's about the reality, ladies and gentlemen, that leftist departments are some of the worst run departments in this country, and everybody knows that. Hey, who wants to live in a blue city? Who wants to live where the bureaucracy is in charge? Nobody. Everybody knows Democrats run things where? Into the toilet. They don't just run things into the ground. But let me get back on what I was saying. If you haven't read Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, I hadn't read it in about 20 years. I read it again about 6 months ago. And I got really pissed reading it. It's a short book. Because everything he talks about in that, and this was an admitted devil worshiper that hated America, hated God, a Jacobin, Illuminati, French Revolution follower. Again, French Revolution was satanic, run by the Jacobins to overthrow civilization and set up a total tyranny. Not our revolution. And then the next extension was the Soviet takeover, the Bolshevik Revolution, 1917, and then the exploitation of Russia into the world to take over that ideology, quote, of the people. But really, it was total enslavement and total death run by ultra-rich robber barons, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Carnegies, the Fords. Those endowments all bankrolled the communists. That's all it is. And in the dialectic, then they could build up a huge police state here and a huge military here and centralize power here to fight the evil they had just created. And then through the dialectic that is in State Department Memorandum 7277. Guys, please bring up State Department Memorandum 7277. Just type it in, click images, and you'll see the UN manual 1962 that shows disarming the military, disarming the police, disarming the citizens. And it shows the citizens with their guns going down to zero. And it shows a graph of U.S. helmets going down to zero. And it shows a graph of the police going down to zero. And what does it show for the UN? The UN tanks and helmets go up. They go up from zero to all powerful. And everyone else is disarmed but the United Nations. State Department Memorandum 7277. You can write off to the State Department and pay them like $5. They'll send you the booklet. And then it was updated in 1992 by Herbert Walker Bush calling for the world government. There it is. Look at that. You see it? Internal security forces. That's your police. They go down. Internal security, they go down. Peacekeeping machinery of the UN. It goes up. See that? The UN world government goes up. Its helmets go from little to big. The Russian military goes from big to little. The U.S. military goes from big to little and then goes away completely. And what does it say in these memorandums from 1961 and again 1992? It says everyone will have their guns taken. Well, guess what I saw in the news today? New York Times was bragging. They were re-releasing the original Looney Tunes with Sylvester the Cat and Tweety Bird and Yosemite Sam and Elmer Fudd. I am hunting for wabbits. Oh, and Marvin the Martian is Stratium 12 detonator here to destroy the Earth, you pesky Earth creature. They're taking away everyone's guns. It's the originals, but they've all been photoshopped out. Kind of like, well, you know him as Han Solo in the first Star Wars. Remember, he didn't shoot Guido first. Even though Guido was aimed at him. That's right. Now he chases Bugs Bunny with a scythe, a sickle. This is total cult programming. But they're not getting rid of our guns for peace. They're getting rid of our guns so we're totally enslaved. That's what they're doing here, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a battle plan, and it's a program. And when they finally get their world government in, the chess game is about total, absolute dehumanization and reducing the human population down to 500 million, the UN officially says. So playing the game is death, and playing the game is insane, and playing the game is something you can't do. Do you understand that I don't tell you stuff that isn't on record? And of course I flipped out learning all this. Of course it was crazy. All because I stopped reading comic books when I was about 7. My dad bought me comic books, whatever I wanted, Hardy Boys. Always a big reader. By the time I was about 7, voracious. And about 8 or 9, I started reading history books about the Romans and the Greeks and Africa and China and Japan and our history and all of it. And then all of a sudden I started reading World War II books. And it was all there about secret societies and everything in mainline history. And then I went to college and they told me America sucks, white people are bad, and all this commie stuff. And I went, I've heard this before. And here we are. We've got all their documents. Are you going to let them do this? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. And log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. They're worse than bad. They're crazy. That's a quote from the 1970s film Network. Yeah, things are really, really bad right now. We're in global martial law. Bill and Melinda Gates, UN operations trying to bankrupt America with their lockdown, their race riots, but people are coming together. It's a beautiful time. But I'll be honest with you. I have decided just to sell out of all the products in our warehouse at 60% off. We haven't done that ever across the board because gut level, I realized that we're making or breaking it. So the only sure bet is to sell everything we've got to make sure in case there's total breakdown of society in 6 months, we still have the funding to go more than 6 months to next year. So get your high quality products, your fish oil, your krill oil, your DNA Force, your X2, your X3, your Real Red Pill Plus. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off. Biggest sale ever right now. It may go 2 days, it may go a week. Whatever you do, take advantage of this right now. We're in very important times. InfoWars needs funding and you need high quality products. Take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the end,
beautiful friend.
This is the end.
This is the end, my only friend, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end.
I'll never
look into your eyes again.
Can you picture what will be? Once the New World Order's in charge,
can you?
They're going to kill you. They're going to pump you full of poisons. They're going to shut your ass down with a big group of dumbed-down people that will shout you down and kill you if the New World Order snaps its fingers. True lawlessness, that's what this is all about. And that's what this domestication, this whole program is about. It's not about peace in the sense of humans working together. It's about peace in that they destroy civilization, destroy the human future. It is a satanic nightmare, but it's a dream that they believe in. All right, let me hit some of the current things that are going on. I am banned on Twitter, but I do like to look at the leftists out there engaging in their murder of logic just to try to wrap my mind around what level of cooked they've gotten to. But I noticed they were sitting around this Herman Munster clip everywhere. You know, major universities in the U.S. are removing Martin Luther King busts and murals where he talks about don't judge people on what color they are, judge them on their character. Well, that goes against, oh, white people are inherently bad. And all this craziness. But still, I see leftists tweeting out this Herman Munster, who's just basically repeating what Martin Luther King had to say, and going, quotes like, why can't you white people just get it? I don't know. Why'd you attack the Black Soldier Memorial for Civil War? I mean, the left doesn't know that the Black soldiers in the Civil War were on the side against slavery. And if you try to talk to these folks, they can be black or white, these liberals. They're either the controllers that know what they're doing and are communists and looking for power, or they're like, oh, shut up. I know that's that secret talk. And somebody will walk over and go, no, we'll talk to him. He's a KKK member. Yeah. Yeah. Notice no leftists will ever talk to anybody because they're in a cult, folks. These are idiots. But let me tell you something. A bunch of dumb cows are dangerous. If somebody shoots a gun off and makes them stampede, they'll kill you. They'll run you over. That's why now. I'm in a store. I'm in a restaurant. Every person wearing a mask. COVID-19 is a hoax. Here's the evidence. Every checkout counter, every person, some leftist gets in my face. I get up. I go over to their table. I get in their face. The compliance with these people has got us to this point, and it has to stop. I'll be out somewhere, and I'll see a bunch of able-bodied men playing basketball or canoeing like I saw today. And I'll come over to them and I'll say, hey, you know the country's under attack right now by globalist forces. And they'll start, oh, I'll go, no, seriously, you know you're going to lose everything you got if you don't get politically informed and involved. And one guy's like, I actually know who you are. You're actually right. I'm not saying you're bad out here kayaking around. I'm just saying you're going to lose everything. And you know what? People don't laugh anymore like they used to. But let me tell you, I talk to everybody, everybody. Hey, you know, every one of these gum packages has aspartame in it that gives you cancer on record and is very addicting, so you shouldn't give it to your children. Every time I'm at a checkout line, especially if there's children, I say it. Not because I'm a do-gooder, not because I'm in people's business. I'm standing up. I'm not laying down. I'm not going to adapt to being a slave and adapt to being poisoned. I'm going to fight back. There was a big article on Friday. I forget what publication. Will you guys pull it up, please? Thank you. It was conspiracy theories against 5G could hurt the economy. And the article said, people saying they're bad and communities voting 5G out, that's going to hurt the recovery by the very left that wants to destroy us. And other people are burning them down. Well, let me just tell you, don't burn them down. Vote them out. Because all the cell phone radiation is bad for you. That's in the studies. But the 5G saturates you and then want to put 5 million of them up. But that was the headline. It was 5G conspiracy theories could hurt the economy. Hurt the economy. Hurt the economy. You know, almost everybody in the vaccine trials has almost died. So they've now quietly had to stop the vaccine trials in the U.S. because the people are getting paralyzed. If you try to put that out, the people that have been on CNN that went and got it almost died, that's being banned. They won't even let famous people that were in the trials go on Twitter now. Does anybody understand how oppressive that is? How evil? What's coming next? The Washington Post, there it is. 5G kills. Oh, we got a t-shirt that says that. At InfoWarsStore.com, and you fund the revolution. 5G kills. Wired Magazine, LA Times, even 2 years ago said, major studies, kills. You like a brain tumor? What it really does is skin cancer. It beams through everything. It's super powerful. Doesn't go long distances. But they're putting it up every 50 yards in Austin. Well, there's a lot of news I didn't hit. I'm almost out of time. I wanted just to hit some contemporary news. So they're running the same playbook they ran against Trump 4 years ago, but with intensified censorship. They got all these fake polls out. How unpopular is Trump? They're push polls. They create the illusion he's going to lose so people bandwagon and go for Biden. And they use push polls when they make the poll to say a horrible thing about Trump so that people then get turned off by him. So that's a tactic that's going on. Romney has come out against Trump. That's no big surprise. Neocon Colin Powell says he'll vote for Biden. Well, I mean, you're the helped kill millions in Iraq, dude, with the fake WMD stuff. So that's more for me. You know, Trump's pulling us out of Iraq, pulling us out of Afghanistan, and this mass murderer, Colin Powell, may he rot in hell. You know, he's like the top knight commander under Queen Elizabeth. I mean, he's a piece of trash. Oh, but George W. Bush doesn't like him. They're calling him a racial healer and a hero. Black Lives Matter is calling him a hero. These people are all just a bunch of criminals that want to run our lives. So all the big globalists, all the big neocons, the New World Order doesn't like Trump, folks. His dad set up a deal with China to move all our jobs over there. Oh, good old George W. Bush. I guess I better not like Trump now because you said that... he's bad. What a sick joke. Meanwhile, ISIS thugs celebrate George Floyd riots and say that burn America down. And I've got all these articles and all these reports where the left celebrating the destruction of the country. They don't want the country to exist, and they're such idiots, they don't get that anywhere else in the world, these fat, lazy, stupid leftists would be put in a death camp so quick in communist China. They are the biggest idiots living in the lap of freedom compared to any other nation on earth. It is insane. And then, bringing all these migrants from Africa and Latin America and Asia and all into Europe, and they got big riots there saying, I'm a piss on Europe. Europe gives you more welfare, more free crap, and the people are rioting and trying to pull down Winston Churchill's statue, saying he's a fascist. And comparing themselves to people that invaded on D-Day. Mainstream news is comparing Antifa to soldiers that charge German machine guns. Yeah, scroll down in Paul's tweet. It's got the video of the Winston Churchill statue of spray painting that he was a racist, that he was a bad guy. Oh, it's something we all need to be part of. And yeah, here you've got ISIS cutting the heads off of historical statues and all the rest of it. Yes, we've seen this before. That's what the barbarians do, ladies and gentlemen. And the left's allied with radical Islam. All right, I'm out of time. I do want listeners to understand something. When I say that you are everything, you are everything. When you decide to support the local AM and FM stations and thank them or become sponsors or give them a donation, it makes all the difference in the world. When you tell people about how they can listen at a four-way stop, at church, get up in front of the church, get up at work. This is the time to step up and step out there and expose this whole damn thing and not be timid about it. We need leaders that I know are out there of every stripe to take action now, or we're going to lose everything. And it's going to go to full war, which I'm not happy about because the globalists are such trash. I mean, and their minions are such idiots. It's like cleaning dog crap off your shoes. I don't want to go there. We go there, it's going to be really bad, folks. They got a lot of tricks up their sleeves. So I'm just telling you, spread the word about Infowars.com/show, band.video. We're going to archive this broadcast in about an hour. Please spread it. This is how you can do such incredible work. Or do your own show. And don't forget our 60% off across the board flash sale will end today. This is the last day across the board. So much stuff's about to sell out. Get all the great products. Ultimate Krill Oil, Turbo Force, Brain Force Plus, DNA Force Plus, 60% off. A lot of these things have never been at that price. So take advantage of it and be part of history. But whatever you do, get involved and spread the word because you all got red blood. You got a soul. And you got a decision about which way that soul's going, to God or to the devil. As for me, I choose Jesus Christ. Please spread the word. God bless.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.